Well, the weather is certainly signaling that it is January. So is the growing pile of Christmas trees out by the curb. All the frenetic activity of December is behind us. But as usual, in a region blessed with great artists and performers and many places to see their work, there's plenty going on in the arts world in the month of January. So our first Friday Arts segment returns for the first time this year. It's a simple formula. We open the phone lines for news of arts events coming to your town. You call and add to the list. 800-838-3760. We'll take your phone calls there. We will, however, have to take them in a couple of minutes. All the lines are busy at the moment. So if you try right now, you'll get a busy signal. I'll let you know as lines open up. So let's go without further ado to Dan at the Camelot Theater and Talent. Welcome to First Friday Arts.
2017.
Happy 2017 to you. How's it going?
Hey, we're great. Actually, we're having some excitement here. We're just finishing off the 34th season of Camelot. We've got this weekend left of South Pacific, the Rodgers and Hammerstein Classic, and we have a few tickets tonight and tomorrow night, and then we're sold out on Sunday. So that kind of tails off. But what we're really excited about opening up on the 12th of January is Spotlight on Billy Joel.
Wow. That sounds fun. Who gets to play Billy Joel?
David King Gabriel. Mm-hmm. David's been kind of a good friend of Camelot, and we've enjoyed having him. Last year, he opened up the new season with Simon and Garfunkel with Eric Conley, and we're excited to have him back this year doing Billy Joel classics. So we've got about 22 songs that we'll be playing from Billy Joel and also some history on his life. So it's kind of an exciting show, and we're really looking forward to it. I've heard David in rehearsal, and the songs are just tremendous. So there's some really good classics from Billy Joel and some of the more current ones, too.
That sounds fun. I have a particular kinship with Billy Joel. We grew up one town apart on Long Island.
But, oh, were you? Huh?
Yeah, never met him, though. I have to admit that, though. I've only seen him in concert once. So how many performances of the Spotlight on Billy Joel?
You know, we've extended the Spotlights have done very well for Camelot, so we've extended them to 3 weeks. So we've got about, start at the 12th and we end up on the 29th. So this will run all through January. So we're pretty excited about being able to offer another week of these because last year we did Simon and Garfunkel. We sold out for the very first performance. So we thought we'd better pack in another weekend and get these tremendous artists some more exposure.
Okay, 3 weekends of Spotlight on Billy Joel at the Camelot Theater and Talent. You say there are some tickets left for South Pacific tonight and tomorrow?
We do have a few, yes. So if people are getting to chill and they want to come to the South Tropics, we definitely have some warm shows and songs coming up till Sunday is the closing of that show.
If you can't afford the flight to the South Pacific, at least you can afford
exactly.
To drive to South Pacific. All
we,
right.
We do our best here in Southern Oregon.
We do indeed. Dan, thanks for that. Appreciate it. Dan Houser from
Thank
the Camelot
you,
Theater.
Talent.
You bet. Let's go to Brenna in Reading. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on our first Friday Arts segment.
Thank you. I'm calling on behalf of the City of Reading. We're a part of the Art in the City, Art in Public Places, where we try to offer free art to the public. And I'm really excited to say that we're a part of the Cultural Cruise that is going to be January 27th. And our exhibit is open from 4 to 9. Cultural Cruise has several different places throughout Reading that are a part of it, where they open up and display artwork, and so places like us, Shasta Historical Society, Enterprise High School, the North Valley Art League, Shasta State Historic Park, the Courthouse Museum, Shasta High School. A list of all of the participating venues will be on the winterfestreading.org website. And basically, it's really great, at each of the locations, we'll have a map, so it will show you where all of the participating locations are. And if you visit, I think it's 4 locations, and you can, at your last one, drop off your map, because you get it stamped at each place, and then you're entered to win in those drawings. So each place kind of has a prize to raffle off. We raffle off 2 tickets for the Riverfront Playhouse, and we're also working with the Convention Center to hopefully get some tickets from them as well to include. But our artists, my new artwork will go up on Tuesday evening, so it's available to the public during normal office hours at City Hall, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, excluding holidays. And we're really excited to have artists like Debbie Disler, David Cook, sculpture artist Michael Rizza, as well as Lorna Lesnode and Marjorie Stockwell.
Okay, all
and
kinds of stuff.
And also on the second floor have submissions by the students from UPrep school.
Okay, all kinds of stuff to see then on this cultural cruise. This is just January 27th, is that right?
So the cultural cruise is just January 27th. It's Friday evening. Like I said, our exhibit is open from 4 to 9. There's also this year they have included some bus tours. And again, you can buy tickets where basically they'll take you from place to place, and wine is included. And you can get tickets for that on the winterfestreading.org website as well.
Okay, winterfestreading.org. Thanks for that, Brenna. Good to hear from you with the City of Reading.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. A phone line open at 800-838-3760. Here's Robbie from Deja Vu Productions. Robbie, I feel like we've been here before.
Yes, once more. Another time around. I'm calling in to tell you about something I'm very excited about, especially working a chance to work with this really talented cast. We're doing a show called Quartet by Ron Harwood, and we open on February 10th. We are running for two weekends, the 10th and 11th, and the 17th and 18th.
Mm-hmm. And where?
And tickets are already available on Showtix, so they're out there to acquire.
All right,
and one of the reasons we were able to attract such a great cast is that we're doing it as a benefit for Oregon Conservatory of Performing Arts that does such wonderful theater workshops for kids of all ages. A number of the cast knew about OCPA and the great work that they do. So we got four really goodies. There's the cast is four retired opera singers, and we have Brandy Carlson, Jack Siebold, Buzz London, and Diana Warner. All of them very well known here in the Valley for their work.
Oh, yeah, good actors. I've worked with all of them. And then what's the venue then?
The venue is Central High in Medford.
Okay.
And you might think Quartet kind of a strange show to do as a benefit for theater youth because it's about four retired opera singers who live and whose lives merge in a retirement home for musicians. And it's not an easy merger in some cases. But Quartet's a very special show for me because it mirrors so many of the ways so many of us feel as we grow older. We only grow older on the outside, not on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a story about that and about living in the past and looking forward to the future.
Okay.
I see it kind of as proof that love and friendship is possible at any age.
Okay, so that's Quartet. And what are the dates again at Central Medford High?
They are February 10th and 11th and 17th and 18th. We're running 7 o'clock curtains in the evening, except on the 11th, which is a 2 o'clock matinee.
Okay, great. Thanks to hear from you, Robbie, at Deja Vu Productions.
Thank you very much.
All right, take
Bye.
Care. Let's go to Barbara from Liberty Arts in Wairika. Welcome to the First Friday Arts segment here on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey. And to those brave enough to still venture out, it is the final day today at Liberty Arts in Wairika for After Dark, the photographic show. But our next one coming up is an opening on January 13th from 5 till 7. And the show is called Alternate Paths, and it features the work of Mike McCollum from Sequim, Washington, and Al Honig from San Francisco, California. Mike is enamored with wood because of the time it takes to grow and its relative strength, its malleability, and its grain. Cutting into a log or a billet of wood often reveals a great figure that was not evident from the surface. He realized that while repairing diseased and cracked wood with colored resins, the altered wood could become provocative components for his sculptures. Viewers can experience his abstract landscapes created from sticks, branches, and found wood objects and colored resins. His cabinets explore the ritual uses of furniture, but his drawings, encapsulated in epoxy resin, find the relationships between the stars of art history, such as skulls and skeletons, Mona Lisa, and the knots that bind them together.
So a bunch of everything, it sounds like, all rendered in wood.
And, yes, and it's pretty innovative and exciting. And Al Honig, the other sculptor, who's invited to the show at the show, he's been described as a lifelong hoarder of wonderful things that are carefully curated to be included in his sculptural constructions. His works are not assemblages, but constructions using objects of many different materials. Most of his items come from scrapyards and flea markets, usually the last stop before meltdown. His intent is to use these objects when the utilitarian sense is gone and only the aesthetic sense is left. You should really see the tricycle he's made. It's entitled Look Out for Love. And the opening is on Friday, January 13th from 5 till 7. And the show runs through February 17th.
All right, February 7th. This is all at Liberty Arts in Wairika on Minor Street, correct?
Yes, 108 West Minor.
All right, Barbara, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling us here on First Friday on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple of phone lines open if you want to boost an arts event in your community. 800-838-3760 to call in. Here is Kristen from the Rogue Valley Symphony. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Good morning and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
We have a warm, sunny, vibrant program in January for you, so we can thank Martin Mycoop for bringing a little warmth into our lives at the end of January. We have performances on January 27th, 28th, and 29th, and those will feature pianist Alon Goldstein, who will be playing Bella Bartok's Piano Concerto No. 3. And Alon has been a force in the world of piano and orchestras. He's performed in recent seasons with Los Angeles Philharmonic, Philadelphia Orchestra, San Francisco, Baltimore, St. Louis, Houston, everywhere.
Wow. And now Rogue Valley.
And now the Rogue Valley. So we're pleased to present him. And also on this program is Dvorak's Symphony No. 9, subtitled From the New World. I think it's a favorite of many concertgoers.
And it ought to be recognizable. Let's play some of the middle of the second movement here of the Dvorak New World Symphony. There's the sound of arriving in the New World from the New World Symphony by Dvorak. This is part of the program, you say, with Alon Goldstein on January 27, 28, 29, Rogue Valley Symphony?
That's right. On Friday, the 27th, we'll be in Ashland at the SOU Music Recital Hall. On Saturday, the 28th, we'll be at the Criterion Theater in Medford. And on Sunday, the 29th, we'll be in Grants Pass. And you can call 541-708-6400 for tickets or visit our website, which is rvsymphony.org.
And Kristen, this is the typical play pattern, isn't it, that you will play Ashland and Medford and Grants Pass on successive nights?
That's right. We do evenings in Ashland and Medford, 7:30, and then Sunday afternoons is a matinee at Grants Pass.
Okay.
At 3 p.m.
All right. So that's the Rogue Valley Symphony, December. Whoops. Lost my track of the months already. January 27th, 28th, 29th, Ashland, Medford, and Grants Pass in that order. Kristen, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Let's go to Mike at the Brit Festivals in Jacksonville. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Good morning, Jeff.
Hi. How's it going?
I'm doing okay. You know, I am kind of wondering, Lewis and Clark did several winters in this region when they were out exploring. I wonder how they handled the cold like this.
Wow, that's a good thing to wonder, and our diaries probably tell us.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. And I'm wondering also if this group that's going to be coming down to visit with Britt and several schools might be able to help us as well. The Merriweathers is an Oregonian music group, and even though the Britt Festival is closed right now and we're waiting for summer and all those great musical performances to come back, we also have an education division, as it were, and we get music out to the schools.
And it's in the form of the Merriweather. So let's actually hear a little bit of this. This is a song called Invincible.
Yeah.
The sound of the Merriweathers playing Invincible. They're actually going to be on the Jefferson Exchange on the 17th of February, so we have them already booked here. And so what's the plan for them with the Brit Festivals, Mike?
Well, they're going to be visiting a few schools. Right now they're slated to be at Oak Grove Elementary, Phoenix Elementary School, visit the Family Nurturing Center in Medford. We're also putting on a performance for the public. That's going to be on Wednesday, January 18th at 7:30. The performances at the Rogue Performance Hall, which is in the RCC Music Building in downtown Medford. And it's a $10 admission, although if you bring 2 cans of food, $5 will do the trick. Students and children are always free for these concerts as well.
Mm-hmm. And is the point of this trip just to sort of expose kids to what the musical offerings are?
Exactly. We give them exposure to a variety of different things. We've brought in flamenco music, brass bands, all sorts of different things to just introduce them to music and the possibilities with music in their own lives.
Let me connect back to what the Merriweathers do. They're actually telling the story of Lewis and Clark through their songs?
Yes, they do. They like to call it a musical exploration that's surrounding the adventures of Lewis and Clark. They have a multimedia performance, and they really try to inspire our imagination and look into some of the stories that came out of that trip and that whole core of discovery.
Okay, so the Merriweathers, on behalf of the Brit Festivals, coming to the Rogue Valley in the middle of January. Mike at the Brit Festivals, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thanks, Jeffrey.